Hello and welcome to the Oracle of Light podcast. I am your host, Shauna DeMellon. This week, I thought we would do something a little different. I came up with a list of questions that you can ask your spirit guides or your angels or your loved ones. We all have beautiful, benevolent helpers. They're just waiting to help us. They're literally waiting in the wings. You've heard me say that before. And when we start to really connect with them and invite them into our world, that's where we can really co-create and create different magical things. And your guides are always working kind of behind the scenes on your behalf. Not that they come in and take over because we have free will, but they help us to navigate. They send us signs. They give us feelings. They, you know, put us in the right place at the right time. They give us the awareness. They kind of give us those nudges and they help us when we need it. And wouldn't it be cool if you could tune into them and get the wisdom and the insight on a daily basis? I check in with my guides at least once a day, and I'm communicating with them throughout the day. Sometimes I'm probably not listening, and that's fine. I own it. But no, in the morning, every morning I get up. That's part of my my morning daily ritual. Is I'll get up and, you know, I'll do some light stretching and have some water, and I may journal, and I always meditate. I meditate. I look at, you know, I have different projects and different aspects of my life that I'm working on a daily basis. And they're, you know, I'm continuing to work on different things. And as one thing shifts and changes, then I work on something else. And so I check in with them in the morning. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, setting my day up. And I will, you know, go into a meditation. And, you know, sometimes it's quick. Sometimes it's a quick, you know, 5 minutes. Hey, what about this? Or, you know, looking at something, or is there a different perspective? Or maybe it's something that I've been, as I said, working on for a while. And sometimes we can't clear everything at once. Our body needs a little bit of time to integrate. So I can ask, you know, is there another level to this? Is there something else we can do? Is there something else I'm missing? And so, yeah, sometimes it's a quick 5 minutes, and sometimes I'll sit there for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour, depending on what it is that I'm working on. And so it's so easy to connect with our guides, and they can give us, you know, a different perspective. And they have the bird's eye view. You know, sometimes we are so enmeshed in everything that we're right in it. And when we're right in it and we're so close to it, it's sometimes hard to stay neutral and keep that perspective. And so our guides, again, have the bird's eye view. I like to think of it as they're able to see our blind spots. They're able to see, you know, something that maybe we're not able to see. If we have a belief about something, you know, if we have a belief that pigs are only pink, and then if we see a pig run by that's white, we may not even register that, right? Like, it's, you know, those beliefs come into play, and it's a wonderful way to help us to see what those blind spots are, and to help us to shift and move through that. And so, you know, however you like to connect with your spirit guides, you know, if it's a guided meditation, I like to listen to the Moses Code. The Moses Code by James Twyman is beautiful. It'll raise your vibration just listening to the music. And so I'll put that on and I'll listen to that. And you can, you know, do some deep breathing. You can count stairs. You know, you can do all sorts of different things. If you head over to my website, I've got a free meditation where I cross you over the rainbow bridge and you can meet across to our loved one if that interests you. So you can ask your guides anything, pretty much anything, right? And if we need to keep an eye on asking for other people, because there are permissions and boundaries in play. You know, people that come to see me for sessions, sometimes they'll ask about, can I ask about my sister? Can I ask this? Can I ask that? And I'll check in, and yeah, if we get the information, great. And if we don't, then it's something that we're not meant to know. Maybe that person, you know, they need to have a certain experience that we're not privy to any of the information. You know, maybe we just, you know, it's none of our business. And so checking in with our guides and asking them about what our life has going on, or what our life, what we would like it to be like, and how we'd like it to shift or change. And, they don't always answer the way that you would expect them to or you want them to. So it's very, very important to, keep your ego to the side and really be open and receptive to the messages. Because if we're open, if we're really willing to look at what it is, and we're willing to acknowledge it and shift it, and we're willing to really see it for what it is, then the guidance is profound. I mean, it can just drop and you can clear it and be done with something that's maybe been lingering. I always keep a journal, and I like to write down everything. That's just kind of how I process. And something else about asking. Sometimes when we're asking and it's, radio silence, it may mean that there's no additional information. It may mean that we need to reframe our question. It may mean that we weren't as clear, perhaps asking the question, and so the guides are not answering because they're really not sure what we're looking for. And so it's really important, again, to stay neutral and to keep asking. If you're not getting that clarity, it's really, really important to kind of look at it and see, okay, is it the way I'm asking? Do I need to reframe this? Do I need to come back? Or is it just a no? There's no additional information and I need to move on. So you can do this. You can ask out loud. I like to talk to my guides out loud. When there are other people around, I'm having conversations in my head. I'm driving in the car. I probably look like my Bluetooth is on, but I'm, having a conversation with my guides. And you can do it out loud. You can think something in your mind. And so I've made a list of questions that, they'll kind of get you started. And there's a plethora of questions that you can ask. And so this list is sort of a place for you to start, and then you can just kind of run with it and see what you'd like, and you can really start to chew into the different questions and get a little bit more information. And again, just staying open, getting out of your own way, and then connecting in and just setting the intention that you are a divine being who is open and available to the assistance from your guides, and not getting too hung up on who it is that shows up, who that guide is. When I first started channeling years ago, I'd get so excited because it'd be like, oh, it's Archangel Michael, oh, it's this person, or oh, it's my grandfather. And I would get really excited. And over the years, I've sort of let the reins go a little bit, and I'm open to all benevolent helpers to come in. I don't have to know exactly who it is because I have this team of helpers. And just a little side note about spirit guides is that they can shift and they can change. I call it the change of the guards. Sometimes, we've got new guides that are coming in to facilitate and help us with the next part of our journey. I had one guide, her name is Okim, and she's beautiful. She was with me when I first started really opening up again and channeling. And there was one day I was in my meditation and I kind of froze and I thought, oh, where is Okim? She hasn't been here for a couple of days. And I could see that she had actually stepped back and that there was a new guide that had come in to assist me with a writing project. But she's always there. And so just know that your guides, if they do shift out, if they do kind of, move out to make room for somebody else, that they're always there and always available to you. And just keeping an open mind and having fun. I think that's the most important thing is to have fun with it. I know that for myself, I need to remember that because sometimes the work that we're doing is it can take on a serious, heavy note. I mean, where, we could maybe be working through a trauma or a disappointment, working through the end of a relationship or a partnership. Something has shifted with our health, our business, our career, our family, a friend may be in need, or we can have so many different things going on in our world, and to have enjoy sacred time, sacred space with our guides, and just really be available is so important, and to have fun. So here are some questions that you can play with. You can ask your guides what their names are or what you can call them. I asked my guardian angel what her name was once, and she said, "It's Gabrielle, but you can call me Gabby." And so they have a sense of humor. My guides, they have a sense of humor and they swear. A lot of people, spiritual people, have a belief that when you're spiritual, you don't swear, you don't cuss, you don't get angry, you don't judge. Oh, yes, we do. We all do. We're all having a human experience, and we have an ego, and we have frustrations, and we have, the whole spectrum of emotions. And so, just knowing that your guides will communicate with you in, whatever way resonates with your personality. So if you are very soft-spoken, your guides will typically be soft-spoken. If you are quite loud and funny and you like to joke around, that's your guides will come in that way as well. My guides make me laugh all day. Oh my gosh. What was it yesterday? I can't remember what I was doing. I was doing something yesterday, and my guides, they always use songs. So I can't remember what the song was, but all of a sudden this song starts playing in my head. It's about something I'm thinking about or I'm asking them about. And then the song started playing in my head and I'm howling. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. And then I have to go look it up on Spotify, and I had to play the song. It was so great. So your guides will come in a way that will relate the most to you. You can ask them, can you tell me what will help me the most at this time? You can ask them, if I pick door A, will that contribute the most to my life? If I pick door B, will that contribute the most to my life? You can ask, is there an area of my life that I've been neglecting that you can help me course correct and give me the steps to make some changes? You can ask what your life purpose is. I mean, you can ask. It's kind of a loaded question, and it's something that I typically don't recommend that people ask in sessions, because I believe we are meant to unwrap and discover our life purpose from within. I believe that it's within our heart, and I believe that we must find it. It's like your why. Why are you doing what you do? What is it? For me, it's mediumship. Mediumship is just who I am. So what is your why? What is your life purpose? Do you want to uplift, inspire? Do you want to help heal? Do you want to teach? Do you want to nurture and facilitate? And so you can ask what your life purpose is, absolutely, and see what your guides give you. Sometimes the guides will they'll kind of give us hints or clues. Not that they're talking in tongues, but sometimes I find that they'll kind of drop something and then there won't be any more information, and I'll kind of sit with it. And then over the next few days, then, I'll read a book that has an extra piece, or they're kind of giving me the heads up that someone's going to come into my world. They actually did that twice yesterday. It was really interesting. I was out with a girlfriend, and I kept thinking in my mind, I kept thinking of this person, thinking of this person, thinking of this person. And then no sooner, than we turned a corner and there this person was. It was just like, oh my gosh, I was just thinking about him. And then later last night, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the mall. I just kept getting from my guys, we need to go to the mall. We need to get a few things. And it's been really cold here in Calgary. So I'll, meet a girlfriend and we'll go to the mall and we'll, snoop around and maybe grab a snack or, a coffee and just hang out in the mall because it's warm and they have underground parking. So we went to the mall last night and my girlfriend finished up, and I was just guided to go around a certain way and to go, and I was going to get some hair stuff. And I walked in and there was an old neighbor of mine. And it's really cool because my guides will just the synchronicities, they'll just keep lining it up. Okay, go here and go there. And not that they're telling me, but I'm open and receptive. I'm open and available. Okay, guys. And that's often what I'll think in my head. Okay, cool. Is there anything else I need to get? Yep, we need to go here. Cool. It's kind of like they're my backup. Kind of like my backup singers. I'm just kidding. They kind of are sometimes. But yeah, no word of a lie. I walked into the chatters and there was Brenda. Brenda's my old neighbor. I haven't seen Brenda for probably two years. And it was just like, oh my gosh. And we had the most fantastic connection, and we're going to get together for lunch. And it was really nice. And that was divinely orchestrated, you know? And so I love the synchronicities. Lately, I've been asking my guides, can you line up? Can you bring in more allies and friends into my world? And it's been really amazing to see who they move into my world. It's like every day there's a new person and there's a new group and there's an invitation. And I'm gonna, you know, it's fantastic. And so, you know, asking and then being available to receive what that's gonna look like and not getting hung up on what it's gonna look like. I've had this done before. I've, you know, had my heart set on something. Like I'll see the possibility of something and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's gonna happen. Oh my God, I saw it. It's gonna happen. Yes. And then it doesn't happen, and I get disappointed, and I may feel really sad or angry or be like, WTF. But then I kind of regroup and go, okay, cool. Did I have my heart set on something? Did I see the possibility of something? And then the other person had the choice to choose it or not? Or was this, you know, this experience was required to get me to the next piece? So it's kind of like puzzle pieces sometimes. And so just to keep that in mind with your guides, if you are, you know, if you do get the guidance, I was guided to set up an arrangement with the company that I was working with. We were looking at setting up some different terms, and we had it all set up. And it kept going back and forth and back and forth. And as soon as something starts going back and forth, like we had it locked in, and then they kind of start wavering, then I know that there's something that's shifting. It's like, ah, there's something here. And so yeah, after a couple of weeks, they came back and said, no, well, we think it should be this instead of this, and they kind of reneged on the whole thing. And I said, okay, cool, thanks. And then I asked, okay, what's right about this I'm not getting? Because I was a little bit miffed because we had spent a month negotiating, and my guide said, they are not who you're meant to be doing business with. You're actually meant to go and work with somebody else. But you needed this experience to know that, to experience that, to, you know, kind of put that on your resume sort of thing. And I was like, oh. So then I said, okay, well then where am I going? And then they guided me to this next organization, and it's been really, really ease filled, if that's a word. It's been really easy. And so again, I've asked my guides, and it's not that I'm expecting them to tell me everything. It's like I kind of, you know, I'm open to their guidance, and they will come in when we have that opening for them. What else can we ask them? You know, are there different areas that I can improve so that I would be more effective in my work, my career? Am I on the right path with my career, my relationship, friendships, my health, my finances? Is there something I can tweak with any of those? Am I aligned on the path that will serve my highest good? I like to change this one a little bit. Instead, I would say, am I in alignment with what lights me up? Period. Because when we're in alignment with what lights us up, there's so much ease and joy and fun. And for me, I get so excited. I'm like just kind of giddy. There's an energy frequency that really lights me up. And there are certain people that I've encountered that have this energy frequency. And there was a guy at the pet store. It was so funny. This is about 6 months ago. I was in the pet store, and the guy at the pet store was chatting. I think I was looking for cat food or something. And he started talking to me. And it's like, I stood there and I was like, ah, and I kind of did that like stupid sounding giddy thing. I caught myself and I was like, oh, you don't say, really? Yeah. And I walked out going, what was that? And my guides were laughing. They said, it's just a frequency that you like. That frequency lights you up. And I was like, oh, well, it's too bad he's married. Just kidding. But no, it was really interesting because it was like, wow, just being open to what lights me up. Angels, universe, guides, can you show me what lights me up today? Can you make sure that you know, I'm aware of someone or something that really lights me up, that speaks to me in that way? And what I'll ask my guides, I haven't asked them this week, but I'll ask them to bring me something that makes me laugh so hard that I cry. And there was one day where it was non-stop. I managed to land on this website somehow through Facebook. There was a video or something, I can't even remember what it was. And I was in my car getting ready. I just finished a hike and I got in my car, and somebody had texted me, and then they were showing me something, and it somehow I ended up on this path. Anyway, I sat in my car for about a half hour crying. I was laughing so hard because I would look at one thing and it was just so ridiculous. And then I could imagine sharing it with people and their responses, and then I would laugh even harder. Like it was so much fun. And so when I ask for that, I always thank them, right? Like when I got back from the mall last night, I said, you know, thank you. Thank you for, you know, lining me up with Brenda tonight. That was really amazing. Thank you for giving me the heads up that, you know, I needed to be in a certain place at a certain time to make that a reality. Thank you for the synchronicities. Thank you. Keep them coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When we thank our guides, our angels, our loved ones, our benevolent helpers, that's really all they need. When we say thank you, it keeps us in a higher vibration. It keeps us open and receptive to more. And then it becomes almost like a game. It's like, thanks, guys. All right, what else you got? Right? And it keeps it jovial and it keeps it fun. I mean, yeah, life can knock us to our knees. Life can, there can be a curveball that just really, really hurts and really, really takes us in a different path. And so, keeping it jovial and fun with our guides is amazing. You know, how can I have more fun today? How can I experience more orgasmic energy? That's a delicious one to play with, let me tell you. How can I be more gentle with myself today? How can I love myself more today? How can I treat my body to something nice today? And then being open to how they're going to give you that information. Are you going to see a flash in your eye? Are you going to hear something? Are you just going to know? Are you going to feel something? Are you going to be reminded of a book you were reading? Are you going to, pick up your phone and reach out to a friend? And so it's really about co-creating. And the questions are what keep that communication flowing. Because again, they're not going to come in and say, "Hey, how you doing? I see you're struggling with this. Let's work on this." No. They will, when you ask, "Can you, I would like some assistance with this, please," then they will come in and start to give you different ideas and different perspectives. What else could we ask? We could ask, are there any limiting beliefs that I have that are holding me back from having the life I want? That's an amazing question. That one is one of the foundations of my practice, really. I love working with limiting beliefs because once we clear whatever it is, it's like it's green light, we're off to the races. You can ask, how can I make sure that my spouse or my partner, my loved ones know that I care about them? Is there something else that I can do to really make sure that they know that I love them, that I care? Is there something I can do to help other people today? Is there someone who needs me right now that I'm not noticing? Is there some way that I can be more clear in my communication with others? Oh, I hate texting sometimes. Oh my gosh. I have another friend, Karen. She said, with texting, you can't get the tone. And it's so true. And this is something that I've learned to be more clear about my communications with texting. And I've also learned that sometimes it requires a conversation, either in person, on the phone, Skype, Zoom, FaceTime. Like there's so many different options that for me, I learned that I really don't like texting, really don't like texting. And this really helped me, how can I be more clear in my communication with others? And I think sometimes social media texting, it kind of gives us, I don't know, it's like it almost gives us like this wall to kind of hide behind, where we don't really need to be authentic and show up from an integrous position to say, okay, this is what I like to talk about. What do you think? And have a discussion instead of just a few words that are flying back and forth through texting. And so for me, the texting, it just really, yeah, that's something that I've worked on with my guides. It's like, okay, does this require a phone call? Does this require any sort of electronic communication? Does this require a response? That's a huge one. That was a huge one for me because I would reply to everybody. Oh, you sent me a message. I should reply. Oh, you should. Blah, 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 blah. And I realized that a lot of my energy was leaking out that way and it wasn't a contribution to me. And that, some people, it was like, okay, you know what? I can't get into this on a through a text this actually requires a session, or this requires that we actually sit down and talk about this. And it really, really gave me the chance to look at, you know, what works for me. And I will ask, am I responding to this? And my guides will say, nope. And that was hard at first. I was like, but, and they were like, no, it's actually not a contribution to reply. If it's important enough for that person, they'll pick up the phone and they'll schedule in with you, or they'll book a time with you to sit down and talk about it. If it's just a text they're sending, it's not really that important to that person. What else? You can ask if they can help you connect with a crossover loved one, if that's something that interests you. You can ask, you know, is there anything that I can do to keep my vibration nice and high? Is there anything I can do? It's interesting, a couple of years ago, I had this spiritual, you know, this morning practice that I did. And then one morning I got up and I was like, no, I'm not doing any of that. And it was weird. And I was kind of in this weird space with it for a couple of days. And it was like, that's weird. Am I just messing around? What is that? And then my guides, you know, I went to a meditation and asked, and they said, no, there's a new daily ritual that you require at a different vibration. And so as we, you know, clear our stuff and we work through things and, you know, we raise our vibration, chances are you'll need some different things in your spiritual toolbox, as I call it, to help you, you know, continue to grow and to help you to really embody the new vibration that you're at, or the new changes that you're making in your life. It's kind of like another support system. You can ask about your energy. You can ask, you know, are my chakras clear and open? Do my chakras require anything? Do I, you know, and if you get a yes, okay, what is it they require? Is it my root chakra? No. Is it my sacral? Yes. Awesome. What does it require? And so you can have deeper conversations with your guides. And they'll keep communicating with you till the cows come home, really. But just, you know, you can chew into that. Oh, I'm feeling like I'd really like to go have some Reiki. Huh? Okay. Yeah. I think I'll book a Reiki session. I mean, and that's how simple that can work, right? If you have the awareness to ask a question about your chakras, then maybe you need some Reiki. Maybe you need to balance your chakras. Maybe, you know, you need to eat more grounding vegetables. I mean, there's so many different ways, but it's just giving you another idea as to how you can communicate with your guides. You know, how can I restore my energy when I'm feeling a little bit depleted? You know, what will help the most? I find for me, it's Qigong. Any kind of movement will help clear my energy channels and rebalance everything and help kind of get the stagnant emotions moving. That's one of the things that is so key. Like, I'll hop on the elliptical for a few minutes, or I'll go to the gym, or I'll go for a hike, a walk, you know, even just doing some breath work, you know, just really filling up my energy and just really restoring my energy, keeping it nice and high. I used to work with a gal that set her phone, she had a timer on her phone, and it was like every hour, every 2 hours, she would sit and do breath work, which was really cool. It was like, wow. It just kind of kept her focused and kept her juiced up for the day, if you will. Is there anything with my health I should be aware of? Is there anything that my body requires? It was funny, I asked this a couple of weeks ago. I said, is there something that my body requires? And my guide said, yeah, you need copious amounts of water. It was really, as I mentioned earlier, it was really cold in Calgary. Like, we were, you know, minus 30, minus 40 with the wind chill. Like, it was, we had a really, really ferocious wind, cold snap. And I find with the colder weather, then the air is even more dry, and I just feel all dehydrated, and my lips are dry, and my fingernails, and blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, I asked, is there anything I need to be aware of? What does my body need? And it was, yeah, copious amounts of water. And it was like, oh, within a couple of hours, I felt fabulous. Like, it was just, not that I was parched like I was in the desert, but it was just a little bit of a tweak, right? Sometimes, you know, as a channel, my body requires different things at different times. Like, sometimes I need more sugar. Sometimes I really need more salt. And, you know, my body's looking for the trace minerals or whatever that is. And the other day, I can't remember, you know, I was, you know, working on some online projects, and I had some clients, and it was a busy day. And at the end of the day, I was feeling kind of sluggish. And I just said, okay, what do we need? What does my body require? And I make these healthy green tea frappuccinos. that don't have all the whipped cream and they're not, deliciously loaded up with sugar like the ones you can get at, coffee shops. But yeah, they're really quite delicious. And so I made one of those, and literally within the first couple of sips, I was jazzed back up. It was like, oh, that's totally what my body needed. So yeah, you can ask about your body. Is there something my body needs? Mine was about a month ago. I said, what does my body need? Well, it's time to go for your physical. And I was like, oh, it is too. So, not that they are our secretaries, but they will help bring ease into our world and help us. I'll ask my guides to remind me of certain things. Hey, can you remind me to do this later? Okay, thanks. And they will remind me. Again, it was really cold. So I said, can you, my car doesn't get plugged in. And so I like to start it every 6, 7 hours. And so I said, can you remind me later to start the car? And I started it, and then I started doing something else. And I said, can you remind me to turn it off? So I ask them everything. I ask them for parking. I shared this on Facebook last week. I always ask, hey, angels, get me a parking stall as close to the front door as possible. Thank you. Like a Costanza parking. And I was literally at the front door. At the doctor's office, I was like, oh, you guys are good. And again, gratitude, and it's fun. It's, my daughter laughs, and it's like everywhere we go, she's like, oh, where's our parking spot? I'm like, just wait, someone will pull out, and then somebody will pull out, and there's our spot. It's so fun. What else can you ask? What can I do to make myself happier today? Sometimes it's not just choosing to be happy, it's what can I do? What can I do? What can I bring into my world to make myself happier today? For me, sometimes it's, thinking about a special person in my life. I just think about that special person. I just start to feel so excited, and when I'm gonna see him again, and oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And I also love wiener dogs. So when I'm ready to get my new wiener dog. It's looking like summer. We're gonna get a new wiener dog. And sometimes I'll just look at wiener dog pictures on Instagram, right? It's so ridiculous. There are wiener dog pictures and videos, and they're wearing costumes. And just what can I do to make myself happier today? What spiritual lesson or what life lesson am I working on right now? That's a really good one, because we're always working on something. Like we always go through these cycles. And sometimes, it's like the houses, the zodiac houses. It's like we'll work through a cycle when we're learning something, mastering something. And sometimes we get stuck on, the sixth house or whatever that is. And, we need a little bit more time there. And, sometimes I'll ask, okay, what am I working on right now? Because this is getting a little bit crazy. And once I have the awareness of, oh, a big one for me lately has been around being okay with being rejected, right? Like it's just a part of life, and it doesn't need to shut us down, and it doesn't need to be this catastrophic, oh my God, they didn't want me and it didn't work and I'm horrible and blah blah blah. I go down this perpetual hamster, get on this perpetual hamster wheel, or I, go down this the rabbit hole, and it's like, okay, seriously? Okay, that just wasn't where I was supposed to be. There was a quote, it's on my computer, I don't have it here in front of me, but it was something along the lines of, if you miss the boat, that's not your boat. So if something doesn't work, okay, cool. That wasn't for me. Or was there an experience there that I needed to have? Or was this a piece I need to get me to where I'm going? And so again, it's just really staying in question keeps that communication open with your guides. You can ask them about your past lives if you want. I don't do a whole lot with past lives. If they pop up, I just kind of go in and clear them. I found that sometimes people get really fixated on their past lives, and it's like, no, that's past. That's, this is what happened in this life, and we're taking all the good from that life, and we're infusing it into this life, and we're kind of leaving everything that isn't going to benefit us in this life. And so you can work on past lives. You can ask pretty much anything. The sky's the limit, right? Is there anything from a past life that's currently negatively affecting this one, right? I mean, for a lot of intuitives, we've been burned at the stake, and we've, been ostracized, and we've been run out of town, and we've been kidnapped and kept as slaves, and we've had all these things done to us in past lives. I've had quite a few past lives that I've had to go in and clean up around that, sharing my gifts and not being you know, not being harmed for sharing my gifts. I mean, that doesn't happen in this day and age. But you know, there was some stuff, you know, I was afraid when I first started doing readings. I kept thinking, oh my God, they're going to find me. If I start doing this work, they're going to find me. And I thought, what am I talking about? Where is that coming from? And there was a past life. It was like, wow, so cool. So if you ask, there's always an answer. Marie Forleo always says, you know, everything's figure outable. And I couldn't agree more. Everything is figure outable. Sometimes we just have to let it go. Sometimes it's like it's beating a dead horse. The horse is it's decayed and it's turned to dust and there's nothing left, and we're still there picking around looking for stuff. And it's like, okay, you know what? Just let it go. Chances are you're bored, or you're using this for entertainment, or you're avoiding something. So let it go. So sometimes if something isn't dropping, or if something isn't shifting, then I can look at that and just really, really take a look at it and see if it's just something I need to let go of, or something that doesn't even belong to me. I'm trying to shift it and it's not shifting, and I realize this isn't even mine. We're amazing. Something else that you could ask is, what's something that I can work on now that will have the most positive impact on me, you know, 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Is there a step I can take today that my future self will thank me for? You know, and sometimes it's doing a blog post, or it's, you know, taking better care of ourselves. It's, you know, going and working out when we really don't feel like it. It's, you know, it can show up in so many different ways, but I hope this gives you somewhere to really start to play with the questions, and don't get too hung up on the answers. And you know, just is you know, is my energy clear? Am I available to ask questions and receive the answers, and not get too hung up in it. There were years where I was like, so I was just going to figure everything out and be done with it. And I would just chew into stuff, and I would sit there, and it would, oh my goodness. Like, I would just kind of follow the thread, and it would just go and go and go and go and go. And sometimes I don't think that that's very productive. I think, you know, from my perspective, it was fun, because, you know, being an intuitive and communicating with your guides, it's exciting and it's fun. And I really had to look at it and just really be cognizant of how much time I was focusing on it. And yes, it's fun, and but to really be focused on what I'm here to create, and you know, the relationships and the people that I love, and just really, really having fun with it, and understanding that your guides are not going to tell you know, lottery numbers. They're not going to, you know, if there's an experience that you're meant to have, if there's a lesson that you're working on mastering, they're not just going to give you the shortcut. You know, they're experiences that we need to have. And you know, sometimes the guidance is so subtle that it's like a whisper, and it's like we sometimes it's hard to catch it. It's easier if we play with that. And oh, what was that? I will ask, what was that? Sometimes there's like a little whisper of something, and it's like, wait, what was that? What was that? It could be a belief that pops up. It could be something I'm picking up from the neighbor next door, you know. And I will always ask, because if we don't ask and we just kind of brush things aside, then it'll get louder and louder and louder and louder. And so just always staying in question. I think that's just so important for our lives, and you know, to ask our guides and ask for guidance and ask for, you know, the awareness. And you know, is there something I'm not seeing with this? Is there something that I'm choosing here that's really making a mess out of something that doesn't need to be? Or is there a lie that I'm telling myself? Is there something that I've misread, and I'm telling myself something that isn't true? Like, we can do all sorts of things. And I hope this gives you a really great starting point to ask questions. I would love to hear what your favorite questions are. If there are certain questions that you love to play with your guides, and that have really made a difference and impact in your life, I would love to hear about it. If you require anything at all, please reach out. I'm happy to respond to emails, and you know, you can call the office, and there are lots of resources on my website. That's livealifeyoulove.org. And have fun with this, and let me know how you're doing. I send you mountains of love. Bye for now.